This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students from all over the country in the 8th edition of his popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha this morning. The Prime Minister will interact with students, parents and teachers to offer insights on exam preparation, stress management and personal growth. Our correspondent reports that 36 students from all states and union territories have been selected to interact directly with the Prime Minister. The program will be telecast live on Akashvani, Doordarshan, Swayam, Swayam Prabha, the PMO YouTube channel and the social media channels of the Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a landmark diplomatic tour to France and the US this afternoon, aimed at bolstering strategic, economic and technological partnerships with both nations. In France, the Prime Minister will co-chair the AI Action Summit with President Emmanuel Macron, which begins tomorrow. The summit will focus on establishing ethical and responsible guidelines for artificial intelligence, while also addressing key issues like job displacement, security, privacy, and fundamental rights. Mr. Modi will also hold key bilateral discussions and inaugurate India's new Consulate General in Marseille. After his engagements in France, PM Modi will travel to US. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate Asia's biggest Aero India show in Bengaluru today. The five-day event with the theme of Runway to a Billion Opportunities will showcase India's defence capabilities and indigenous innovations. Indigenously developed light combat aircraft Tejas, light combat helicopter Prachand, advanced light helicopter and C-295 transport aircraft produced in India will be on display during the event. Indian MSMEs and startups have an opportunity to forge joint ventures or collaborations with the global manufacturers and provide a resilient supply chain. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mahakumbh Prayagraj today. She will take a holy dip and perform puja at the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers. The president will also visit Akshay Vat and Bare Hanuman Temple in Prayagraj. She will explore the depth of Mahakumbh through modern technology at the Digital Mahakumbh Experience Center. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also be present on the occasion. In Chhattisgarh, 31 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. The bodies of all the killed Maoists have been recovered. Two security personnel were also martyred in the encounter, while two Jawans have been injured. Injured Jawans have been airlifted to Raipur for better treatment. The condition of both the injured security personnel is reported to be out of danger. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh resigned yesterday, submitting his resignation to Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla. Mr. Biren, who has led the BJP government in Manipur since 2017, stepped down amid ongoing political developments and months of unrest and internal party politics in the state. IIAS DARPG India Conference 2025 will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from today. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh will inaugurate the conference, which will be held till the 14th of this month. So far, 240 delegates have registered from 55 countries. The theme of the conference is the next generation, administrative reforms reaching the last mile. The platform will discuss and explore innovations in public administration, governance and policy making. This is the first time India is hosting the IIAS Conference on Public Administration and making it the first South Asian country to do so. In cricket, India defeated England by 4 wickets in the second ODI in Cuttack last night. The victory helped the hosts take an unassailable 2-0 lead in the 3-match series. This was India's 7th successive bilateral ODI series win at home against England. Chasing the target of 305 runs, the men in blue scored 308 for 6 in 44.3 overs. Rohit Sharma played a captain's knock, scoring 119 runs. Rohit was declared player of the match. The third and final match of the series will be played in Ahmedabad on Wednesday. In Indian Super League ISL football, Bengaluru FC defeated Jamshedpur FC at the Sri Kanti Rava Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday. The Blues ended a 3-match winless streak at home and moved to 4th place in the standings with 31 points from 20 matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.